Welcome to Comedy Forecast and Friends Live from DragonCon! Brought to you by Concentrix. You know they go to my computer technology. You know they go to my touch-based solution. Now get to know their latest software. Go to the bank and get $5,000 and put it in unmarked bills in a brown paper bag underneath the green bench on 4th Avenue! And by Little Wicker Baskets. They're everywhere. And by inaudibleaudiobooks.com. You don't have time to read, but we don't have time to enunciate. So get 5 free Inaudible audiobooks by using the coupon code... And by Little Wicker Baskets. They're everywhere! And by Carbonite. When you want to put your data into suspended animation and have a bounty hunter bring it to Jabba the Hutt on Tatooine, use Carbonite! And by Little Wicker Baskets, they're everywhere! And now here's your host, Clinton!
Well, thank you, Johnny, or whoever you are. Welcome to the 3rd annual Comedy Forecast and Friends live from DragonCon, and you're here on a Sunday night, still moving around. Give yourself some applause, please. Now, I was going to start off the show really big by being all Oprah and saying, you get a tablet, and you get a tablet, and you get a tablet. So excited, but I didn't have the $20 to go out and buy a bunch of touchpads. So... It was very odd, wasn't it, that whole thing with HP deciding they're going to drop the touchpad, and all of a sudden it becomes the hottest thing that's out there, the hottest tablet, number one tablet on Amazon.com. You know, people do realize they're not going to be supporting this, right? But I did hear something today that there is a developer out there who's looking to take WebOS off and put Symbian on. Okay, somewhere out there, there's an unemployed Nokia phone developer who's laughing at that joke. So, but it's been very strange the past couple of weeks, too, right? We had Steve Jobs resigning at Apple. We had the earthquakes here on the East Coast. We had Hurricane Irene. We had the Smurfs, number one at the box office. It was just... Phenomenal. Yeah, now I'm not saying that that's a sign of the apocalypse or anything like that. I'm just saying it's a sign that the universe has given up on us. Yeah, you know, but the one good thing about that whole thing is that we're never going to be invaded by aliens, because they're going to say, okay, they've got water, they've got green trees, but they're kind of like the Smurfs. I don't think I want to go there. But for me, it's also been very busy the past couple of weeks. In the middle of July, I flew out to San Diego to go to Comic-Con for the first time ever. Then I came back, flew out to California again, and went to Disney's big convention, D23, then came home. That, you know, I'm glad to be at a nice small convention like DragonCon for a change. All right, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but there are 140,000 people at Comic-Con, and they're all in line for the same thing at the same time. And so the line, it snakes all over the place. You're standing out in the hot sun. I've got to tell you, Disney would never do anything like that. Okay, they would, but they'd have an annoying song to go along with it, and I think that's what was missing at Comic-Con. Right, they would have something like that, right? It's a long line after all, it's a long wait for you all, the guy beside me won't shut up about Walking Dead. And that's another thing, too. Walking Dead was really big out of Comic-Con, and I was saying, wait a minute, that takes place in Atlanta. Why is it so big out there? You know, San Diego, get your own zombies. I mean, the San Diego Padres are right there, for crying out loud. Yeah, I'm not a big sports fan, but while I was out there, I was in the Gaslight Quarter, and I was at a bar, and the bartender found out that I was from Boston. Oh, Boston, big sports town, he says. You know, San Diego is the biggest city in America that does not have a modern major championship. So I said back to him, you get Steven Spielberg, Harrison Ford, Pee Wee Herman, and Piper Perabo to just drop by your convention. Don't get greedy. But I wasn't kidding about the lines here. The lines are really, really long. Giving you this great example of how long they are at Comic-Con compared to here. The first panel on the first day of the convention was a Twilight panel. It was on a Thursday morning. People actually started lining up on Monday for the panel. And the police were not happy about it, obviously, because every morning at dawn, several of the people in the line would start to sparkle, and it would blind the people driving by the convention center. And I just had visions of, you know, somebody trying to file that claim with the Geico Gecko, you know. I'm sorry, what did you say there? Vampires. No, I'm sorry, that's not covered, love. Yeah, have a muffin with some jam on it, you know. So I finally escaped from Comic-Con, and I came back, and then I went out to California to Disney's convention D23, and again, lots of people and long lines. But the difference there is that once people got into the convention center, they didn't head off to a section that was talking about what's going on in the theme parks. They didn't go off to a section that was all about movies where you could meet John Lasseter or see Robert Downey Jr. No, they headed off to the Disney store inside the convention center. Because apparently paying all the money to go to the convention was not enough. No, no, Disney, we need to give you more money. So, and they had those Vinylmation figures, and if you're familiar with those little painted figures and pins and so forth, and I really don't get into all that collectible stuff. You know, it's like I was telling the guy just before, I said to him, get your hands off that limited edition Haunted Mansion napkin holder or you will be a grim grinning ghost. See, no one's laughing at that, but somewhere out there, there's an unemployed Nokia phone developer who's a Disney fan who is laughing his head off. All right, now, one thing that they did have at Comic-Con and at D23, which I thought was really interesting, is there was merchandise you could only get there. So you'd have something that was labeled Comic-Con 2011 or D23 2011, made it very special. So I thought, that's a great idea. So what I did is I had some pins made up that I'm going to pass the basket around for you to grab one out.
Now, the fact that it says Comic-Con 2011 crossed out and D23 crossed out, please pay no attention to that. These are really exclusive, that's a printing error. They really were just meant specifically for this convention.
It's in a little wicker basket.
It is. It is indeed in a little wicker basket because...
Everywhere!
Exactly. All right, so we're going to get started. We've got a couple of people that will be joining me this evening who we've had up here before, and one person who's new. This is their first time at Comedy Forecast and Friends Live, my lovely wife, Bonnie.
Yay!
So we will begin with a visit to the Basically Podcast show.
It's the Basically Podcast Show with your host, Lenny Treetop, brought to you by Little Wicker Baskets. They're everywhere! And now here is your host, Lenny Treetop!
Hi. This is Lenny. And basically, this is the Basically Podcast Show. Cool. And here with me, basically, is my downstairs neighbor, Cindy.
Yay.
Yay. Hey, Lenny.
Hey, Cindy.
Like, aren't you going to give this episode a number?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Basically, we're in Atlanta, and we're at Dragon Con. So this is episode Backstroke. I think I'm going to start naming my episodes after swimming moves or golf swings.
Cool. So, like, this is my first time at Dragon Con, but I didn't find much to, like, do around here. I mean, like, where are all the dragons?
Oh, basically they have their own track of programming over at the Sheridan, so you never ever see them.
Oh.
Did you go to the masquerade?
The what?
Basically, it's where you go to see everyone in costumes.
But, like, can't I do that by just sitting on the steps next to the Marriott?
Yeah, but this way you get to wait in a long line to do it.
Yeah, like, there are a lot of lines here.
I know, and basically I like to stand in as many of them as possible.
Why?
Well, basically, whenever I stand in one, lots of people come up to me and ask, what is this line for? So basically, a lot of people here don't understand what a line is and that you have to stand in one to get into something.
That's, like, sad.
Yeah, but you know what's sadder?
What?
A clown standing in front of a sign that says, no clowns allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that is sadder.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the deal with this, like, walk of fame they have here?
Well, basically, it's where you go to have people put their names on your stuff.
Then, like, wouldn't it belong to them?
I guess.
Well, like, that doesn't sound like a good idea. I like my stuff. What else is there to do?
Well, basically, you missed the Parsec Awards.
Like, that sounds all Kessel Run geeky.
No, basically, it's awards for podcasting.
Cool. So, like, we get one, right?
I don't think so. Basically, they're for speculative fiction.
Like, what's that?
Besides being really hard to say, I think it's another word for written by Scott Siegler. Or Technorama. Or fiction that's speculative.
Whatever.
Did you go to see the parade?
Like, I can't get into parades. All those people going in one direction freaks me out. I want to run out into the middle of it and say, don't, like, follow the man. Do your own thing. Turn around and go the other way.
But then, basically, everybody would be going in the other direction.
Yeah, but, like, it would be on their own terms.
Basically, I think you're better off going next door to the skeptics track. They question everything.
Did they, like, question why they got put in that room? Because I would.
Basically, I don't know. But I think we better move on to the reason I brought you to the show tonight. Basically, Cindy wants to learn more about technology, so I decided to basically bring in some experts. Chuck and Craig from Technorama. Come on up, guys.
Right there.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Craig.
Like, hey.
So, what did you want to know about?
Like, technology.
That's a pretty broad topic. Can you bring it down?
Like, tech?
She did shorten it a bit.
Maybe we should talk about tablets.
Like, no way. I'm not into drugs.
Really? Are you sure? Really?
No, no. Tablets are computers. They're like laptops, but they don't have keyboards and mice and CD drives.
Like, I think you just described a rock.
No, see, basically, a tablet is a picture frame that wants to be a real live boy.
Yeah. The data syndrome.
Like, don't you mean the Pinocchio syndrome?
Not on Technorama. That's not how we roll. I mean, that's how we roll.
Like, whatever. What else have you got?
Well, there's Android.
That's cool. So, like, this guy comes to your house and, like, cleans or something?
Well, he's just a mascot. He doesn't really do anything.
Except getting sued by Apple.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah, basically, I got sued by Apple once.
Really?
Yeah, basically, it turns out there already was a song called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Who knew? That rocks.
Let's move on to Facebook.
Like, what can you, like, do on Facebook?
You can like things.
Like, what things?
You know, like this or that or... You know, you can like anything.
Like, you're not, like, making sense.
Oh, I see where you're confused. I don't mean like things. I mean like things.
Like, is this what happens on your show?
Yeah.
Like, wow. Good luck with that.
Maybe Google Plus is more for you.
What's up with that?
Well... You can drag people into circles. That didn't come out right.
You have a smartphone?
No, basically I tried to use Cindy's phone to fix a broken water pipe. Really didn't do that much, so I don't think it's that smart.
I'm not even going to go there. Yeah. It's tempting, but I'm not going to ask. Okay, what about media? Do you use Hulu?
Like what?
Boxy? Vudu?
TiVo? Roku?
Okay, now, like, you guys are scaring me.
Maybe we better call this quits.
Well, sorry I couldn't help.
Yeah, this really puts a minus on our geek card.
Your ad-libs rock.
Well, like, maybe you can, like, help me figure out what to do here at Dragon Con.
Have you thought about the robot battles?
Like, that sounds way too violent.
Well, actually, there's a lot less bloodshed over there than in the medieval weapons in the dealer's room.
I just don't think there's, like, anything for me to do, like, here.
Yeah, basically, I think you better skip the rest of the convention and head back to Middling Fair.
Whatever.
Hey, well, we'll see you again next year.
See you.
Sure. Like, I haven't had this much fun since I re-authenticated my 802.11g router after enabling a Windows 7 wireless adapter configuration.
Yeah, that rocks.
DragonCon rules!
Thank you, gentlemen. You can leave that here if you like.
The Android? Here.
No, really.
Back off, back off. We'll neuralize you.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, and if Chuck and Craig haven't come down individually and shown it to all of you, they were winners of a Parsec Award last night. In the category I was in as well.
How long is it worth? We rock.
Well, now I'm very excited to introduce a special guest here on Comedy Forecast and Friends Live. Not only is she the owner of the building in which we do our show, the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers, but she's also the owner-operator of the Little Wicker Basket Company. Please join me in welcoming Miss Abby Fallmacher.
Yay! Thank you, young man. Although I must say, I was hoping for a few more mentions of Little Wicker Baskets on this show.
Yes, I know. We barely mentioned it at all. Ms. Fallmacher, you've lived such a long, long life and met such interesting people. Is there any one amazing story you'd like to share with us?
Oh, well, there was this one time when Teddy Roosevelt and I...
That I can share on a mostly family-friendly podcast?
No.
Okay. I mentioned that you're the owner of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers, which is where we normally do the show, and it's an amazing place, but there's one thing that's always puzzled me. What's the deal with that empty big glass case that's sitting in the middle of the lobby?
Well, as you know, the hotel is named after the Venus de Milo statue, and if they ever get their act together and get around to finding the damn arms for that thing... I've called dibs.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, you know, I could certainly sit here for hours and ask you questions and not understand a single word that you're talking about, but I know that members of our audience are dying to ask you some questions of their own that are apparently pre-printed on cards that you've handed out to them. So if we can get the roving microphone for our first question. So who has question number one?
What are little wicker baskets made from?
What are you, a moron? Little Wicker Basket brand Little Wicker Baskets are made from the finest Eastern European wicker trees, grown specifically for their ability to bend into these odd baskety shapes.
Are you trying to tell me that the trees grow them like that?
No, of course not.
Okay.
You have to nurse them along, prune them. Fun fact. It requires a team of specialists and 24/7 attention for 6 months just to produce one little wicker basket.
Wouldn't it be a whole lot easier just to weave them together afterwards?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Harry Potter. I'll get my team of magicians to work on that idea right away. Next.
All right, let's just move on then to question number two.
When I'm done with my little wicker basket, can I just throw it in the trash?
Sure. And why don't you just rip my heart out and toss it under a Johnny cab while you're at it? These things are family heirlooms, meant to be passed down from one generation to the next. Why, I had a lovely Star Trek Stormtrooper Cylon come up to me right here at the convention. He told me he bought a little wicker basket just last week and has already passed it down to his great-great-grandson, who won't be born for several years.
Now, wait, wait. How is that even possible?
Slingshot around the sun at 88 miles an hour? How the heck should I know? By the way, speaking of the sun, did you know that little wicker baskets are fireproof? It's true. You just have to keep them away from open flames. Or high temperatures. Okay. Or oxygen.
Okay, I think that's a... Why don't we move on then to question number three?
Is there a Little Wicker Baskets app?
Yes. I'm happy to announce that it will be rolling out in the next few weeks for WebOS. And depending on how that works out, we hope to port it over to Windows Phone 7.
I see. Jumping from obscurity to complete invisibility, huh? Okay, nice. Well, what exactly does the app do?
Oh, it's lovely. It lets you catalog all your little wicker baskets, share your little wicker basket trivia with your friends, like your favorite baskets.
Like?
Let's not start that again.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, this app really doesn't sound very exciting. I've got to be honest with you.
Oh, it probably isn't. But we'll put a little wicker basket edition of Angry Birds on it, and we'll sell millions.
Okay. I think we have time for... Unfortunately, one more question. Yes, question number four.
Have you considered making any other little wicker basket item?
Yes, we actually made one. It got a lot of attention when we launched it, but it went under.
Oh, well, what was it?
Little wicker boats.
Oh, yes. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for stopping by, Ms. Fallmacher. I know it's a very great hardship for you to walk all the way here from Midland Fair. And so if you start now, you should be back in about a week or so. Once again, it's Abby Fallmacher. And for our last guest of the evening, I'd like to welcome up Susie Murr from How to Grow Your Geek. Susie is going to be interviewing our good friend, Danny Hillcrest.
Hello, Danny.
Hi, Danny Hillcrest here.
Yes, I know. And I also know that you love movies.
I sure do. They're the motion pictures of cinema.
But I thought I'd change things up a little bit tonight and ask you about TV.
Well, as a medium, I think it's dead. But since it's a medium, it should be able to communicate with itself from beyond the grave. Ooh, scary.
No. I mean, what do you think about sci-fi and fantasy on TV these days?
I love it!
Well, what do you love?
What have you got?
Well, let's start with Game of Thrones.
Oh, that one's a little hard to watch.
You mean all that graphic violence?
No, it's on HBO, so I have to use binocular magnifiers to watch it on a TV across the street. Thank goodness for 60-inch flat-screen plasma LCD TVs.
I see. So I guess that means you haven't seen much of True Blood, either.
No, but let's face it. How good can those shows be if they're not on basic cable?
All right, then. Let's talk about something else.
How about Little Wicker Baskets? Word on the street is they're everywhere!
I mean another TV show.
Oh.
Let's try another vampire show. The Vampire Diaries.
I don't care what anyone says. Even if you're a demon creature of the night, I still say it's against the law to look into someone else's diary. That's exactly why I use the lock on mine.
You have a diary?
Yes. Well, actually, I bought it at a garage sale. It's from 1998. So every night I have to try to remember what I did that day, like a dozen years ago. It's hard.
Well, now, getting back to...
I can't remember if I saw the beginning of The Truman Show or the end of The Big Lebowski.
getting back to shows on the CW.
Oh, I do like that one show that they have, Smallville. I can't wait for the new season.
That show is canceled, Danny.
What? First the Cape, then V, and now this? Why can't we have good shows? Why do they die so young? Curse you, PBS!
But wait, none of those shows was on... Okay, never mind. Let's dog-ear that for now and move on. Do you watch Being Human?
The American version or the British version?
Oh, the American version.
Oh, no.
Oh, then you watch the British version?
Nope, never seen it.
Then what difference did it make which one I ask you about?
It's always classier to have people think you watch the British version. I think that's why they hired Patrick Stewart as captain of the Enterprise. People would think they're watching the British version of Star Trek.
Okay, so, well, do you watch anything on the Sci-Fi Channel?
Oh, I sure do. And may I say that I am so happy that they changed the spelling to something much more reasonable.
I don't understand.
Come on, S-Y-F-Y. They put the Y in sci-fi. And then another Y. And let's face it, that's because whenever we watch that channel and see wrestling or Mega Gator, we say, why? Why? They agree with me.
I do too on that. Well, what about their weekly shows like Eureka?
Ooh, I love it. I hope it runs forever.
I'd rather not talk about that one. What about Warehouse 13?
Well, that show is kind of unrealistic.
But it's sci-fi.
I know, but I mean, a warehouse filled with stuff like that, and it's never been on Storage Locker Wars or Pawnbroker Stars? Come on!
Or Hoarders.
Exactly!
Oh, no. I'm beginning to think like him.
I love it!
All right. Let's get off sci-fi.
Hey, that's exactly what Stargate Universe said!
Okay. What do you think about British import shows like Doctor Who?
What?
Not what. Who?
Hey, you can make a whole routine out of that, couldn't you?
Let's not.
Okay.
Anything to say about Falling Skies?
Well, I'm still waiting for Chicken Little to show up. False advertising!
Okay, why don't we just burn through the rest of these? Fringe?
Isn't that out this season? I thought Rhinestones and Leopard Prints were in.
Teen Wolf?
Is that the Cougar Town spinoff?
Walking Dead?
Of course they're Walking Dead. What do you expect? It's Sunday night at Dragon Con.
Okay, so to wrap things up, is there any new show that you're looking forward to this fall?
There sure is. Terra Nova.
Oh, that's the new Steven Spielberg series on Fox. Why are you interested in that one?
Are you kidding? A major director with an epic sci-fi series on Fox? How can it fail?
Well, Danny, you've certainly proved you know as much about TV as you do about movies.
I love it. And let me remind you that if you ever miss an episode of your favorite show, just go to iTunes. They'll give you the name of the title of the episode so you can search for it on BitTorrent.
I don't know what to say to that. Back to you, Clinton.
Thank you very much, Susie. Yay! Yay! We're about to wrap things up by saying, this episode of Comedy Forecast Live from Comic-Con has been brought to you by Concentrix. Comic-Con. You know, I said Comic-Con. This episode of Comedy Forecast and Friends Live from D23 has been brought to you by... This episode of Comedy Forecast and Friends brought to you by Mistake has been brought to you by... Concentrix! You know their go-to briefing solution. You know their go-to administrative assistance voicemail. Now try their latest product, Go to Hello Kitty! When your client is being a pain, tell them to go to Hello Kitty! The most annoying, yet cutest app on the web. And by Little Wicker Baskets! They're everywhere! And and by InaudibleAudiobooks.com. We claim to have over 75,000 titles, but let's face it, audio is so bad, you'll never really be sure if you're not listening to just the same recording of Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. And by Little Wicker Baskets, they're everywhere! And by Carbonite, hard drive crash, no problem. With Carbonite, retrieving your data is as easy as sneaking into Jabba the Hutt's palace and flipping a switch. Just don't hang around begging to be caught. And by Little Wicker Baskets, they're everywhere! Now how about a big round of applause for our guests, Parsec winners, Chuck Tomasi and Craig Stepp! Susie Murph! Bonnie! The guy that can't remember which convention he's at! Yay! And this is your announcer saying, good night, everybody! I was so afraid I was going to do that at some point.
Nice cover.
Nice. If you want to get in touch with us, just send an email to comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com, or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Keep up with all the latest news by joining the Comedy Forecast Facebook fan page at facebook.com/comedyforecast. All one word with the number 4. And follow Comedy Forecast on Twitter. All one word, you get the idea. And be sure to subscribe to the show so you automatically get all the episodes. It's easy, because Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
If you like the show, give us a great review and we'll give you a shout out.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.